弟兄姐妹，午安，听到吗？来，可以，有没有声音 ？Test, test.
Yeah. So good to be able to worship with you this on this beautiful Sunday.
在这个美丽星期天，能够和你们一起敬拜。
I want to speak to you on the topic of children today.
我今天要跟你们谈一谈有关小孩子的事情。
We all love children. My wife and I, we've had five children.
我们很幸运，我跟我的妻子有五个孩子。
We love children. Children are so cute.
我们还爱孩子，孩子是不是很可爱
？But they could also be a lot of work.
但是也是很麻烦的。
When we are growing up, when we're younger, we were told to act.Our age to act like adults.
当我们在成长的时候，父母亲是不是跟我们说，你的行为要像个大人
？Don't act like a child.
不要像小孩子一样。
But in the Bible, it seems as if it's telling us something different.
但是在圣经里面告诉我的好像不太一样。
In fact, there's a story in the Bible where some parents were bringing their children to Jesus.
在圣经里有一个故事，有一些父母把他们的孩子带到耶稣的面前。
And the disciples of Jesus, they got upset. In fact, they rebuked the parents.
那这些门徒呢，就开始有点生气，他就跟这些人产生了抗辩。
Maybe they're thinking, hey, Jesus is a very important person, and Jesus has important things to do. So don't bother Jesus with your children.
他们可能会说。耶稣是一个很重要的人，他很忙的，没有空管你们这些小孩子的事。
But Jesus' response to them surprised them.
但是耶稣的反应却是很令人意外的。
Jesus said, "Unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，除非你像孩子一样，不然你不能进神的国。
Well, what does that mean? What did Jesus mean by that?
那耶稣的意思是什么呢？为什么不能进神的国
？So let's think about this topic today. Luke chapter 18, verse 15 to 17.
好，我们来看看今天的经文，《路加福音》十五章十八节到十七节。
Let me read first in English, and then our translator will read in Chinese. People were also bringing babies to Jesus.For him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
路加福音十八章十五节有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们。门徒看见，就责备那些人。耶稣却叫他们来说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。”
I entitled today's message "A Childlike Faith."
我今天的题目就是像孩子般的信心。
Let's learn together what it means to have a faith like a little child.
那我们今天一起来看看什么叫做像孩子般的信心。
Now, let's be clear at the start. There's a difference between childlike and childish.
我们先要搞清楚一件事情，是不同的，就是像孩子一般天真，还是像孩子一般幼稚。
Now, childish means people growing older, but they're not growing up.
孩子气是说不成熟的，在人长大的时候，他并只是变老，但是并没有真正的成熟长大。
Up in Linwood, where I live, there used to be a big toy store called Toys R Us.
我住在北边那个 Linwood， 那里有一个很大的店，玩具店，叫做 Toys R Us。
And their motto is "I don't wanna grow up."
他们有一个店的座右铭就是"我不要长大"。
And guess what? They went out of business.
然后怎么了？猜猜看， 他们就倒店关门了。
Do you know grown-ups that act like children?
你们有没有看到一些成年人，他们的行为举止很像小孩？
While they're growing older, yet they refuse to grow up.
他们虽然变老了，长大了，但是他们没有成熟。
That's not what we're talking about.
这不是我们今天要说的。
But instead, God wants us to have a childlike faith.
但是今天我们要学的是像孩子一般天真的信心。
Well, what does that mean? Here's the outline of today's message.
这什么意思呢？我们来看看今天的大纲。
A childlike faith is a faith that is ever growing.
像孩子般的信心就是要不断的成长。
A childlike faith is a faith that is God-reliant.
像孩子般的信心就是会倚靠上帝。
A childlike faith is a faith that is pure-hearted.
孩子般的信心就是要有一颗清洁的心。
Let's look at together, number one, an ever-growing faith.
看看不断成长的信心是什么样子。
God wants us to grow.
神要我们成长。
At our home, as you know, I have five children, and there are so many pairs of girls' shoes, little girls' shoes in our home.
你知道我们家有五个女孩子，所以我们家里全部都是女孩子的鞋子。
And these little shoes, they look like new, like new, like you've never worn them.
这些鞋子跟新的一样，好像从来没穿过一样。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because as soon as we bought them, put them on, our girls would quickly outgrow them.
因为我们买回来，她们穿一下就穿不上了。
Isn't that your experience as well?
你们是不是有这样的经历?
There's something about children. They grow, and they grow really fast.
我们看到孩子，他们成长的速度是非常的惊人的。
You don't see them for a while, they change.
你一会儿没看见他们，他们就改变了。
I remember one time vividly, I was in Taiwan for 3 weeks for short-term missions.
我记得很清楚，有一次我去台湾三个礼拜的福音旅行。
When I came back, my girls, they were different.
当我回来的时候，我的小孩全变了。
One of them could talk.
有一个原来不会说话的变成开口说话了。
While I was gone, they grew, they changed.
当我离开的时候，他们长大了，他们改变了。
But you know what? When people get older, what happens is their growth becomes slower and harder.
我们看见人当渐渐变老的时候，他们的成长变慢了，而且变得改变是很难的了。
Eventually, they stop growing.
最终，他们不长了。
They know there are things in their lives.That may be wrong, but they refuse to change.
他们也许知道他们的生活当中有一些事情是做不对的。
The excuse they give themselves is, "Oh, I've been this way all my life. Why should I change now?"
他们拒绝去改变，因为他说我这一辈子就是这个样子了，不必麻烦去改了。
And so the sad thing is, year after year, they remain the same. Nothing changes.
所以当人常长老了以后，他们日复一日，年复一年，就是这个样子，不愿意改变。
There's an American saying that goes like this: You cannot teach an old dog new tricks.
美国有一个谚语，我想你们大家都听过，就是你不能教一个老狗变新把戏。
Because the dog has so set in its ways that it's impossible for the dog to learn new things, to change.
因为老狗已经习惯了它每天的活动，它的习惯，所以它不可能去做一些新的把戏了。
Now I trust that none of us here are like that.
我相信我们里面当中没有一个像这样子吧。
As God's children, He wants us to grow.
我们是神的儿女，神希望我们能够成长。
Look at this verse, Romans 8:29. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them.To become like his son.
我们看一下罗马书八章二十九节，因为神预先知道人所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That's what he wants us to do. That's what he wants to do in us, to change us so that we can be like Christ.
所以神是希望我们不断的改变，能够更像耶稣。
I read an article about individuals who they were not particularly athletic, but they decided to get in shape after they grew older.
我看到一些文章介绍了一些人，他们并不是运动员，但是呢，当他们长变老了之后呢，他们决定他们要保持身材。
The first person is Joan Campbell, age 87. Look at her.
我们看一下第一位女士 ，Joan 康宝，87岁。
She began swimming competitively at the age of 59.
她在59岁的时候才开始决定要参加游泳比赛。
And today, at the age of 87, she holds world record in the 200 and the 800 meter relay.
她今年是89岁，但是她是200米跟800米的接力的世界纪录保持人。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是很惊人？
Next person, Florence Miller, 83 years old.
下面一位是劳伦斯·麦勒，他是83岁。
She entered her first national senior Olympics at the age of 57.
她在她第一次的全美老年人的奥林匹克运动会上的时候是57岁，而她保持了20项全美田径赛的记录。
I mean, look at her go, including pole vaulting. That's crazy.
她还做撑杆跳，是不是很疯狂
？She also holds the world record.
她同时也是她的分龄赛中的世界纪录撑杆跳保持人。
Next person.
下一位。
Ruth Hindridge was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer at the age of 47.
这位女士卢斯 ·Hedrick， 在她47岁的时候被诊断出来的第四期的癌症。
But she refused to let cancer slow her down.
但她拒绝让癌症把她击败。
So 2 years later, at the age of 49, she competed in her first Ironman, and that means it's marathon running, it's biking, it's swimming.
在她两年之后49岁的时候，她参加了她第一次的铁人三项，包括了马拉松、单车跟游泳。
So at the age of 80, she finished first in her age group in 5K and 10K.
当她80岁的时候，她拿下了第一名，在她的年龄组里面，她的在5000到一万米的时候，她是第一名的，80岁。
Now, I'm not sure if that's possible for us here.
我想想，我们中间可能不太可能发生在这里吧。
But spiritually speaking, that's what God wants for us.
但是从圣灵方面来说，神就是希望我们能够做到这样。
Because He wants us that as we grow older, to continue to grow.
神希望我们在长大的时候还能够还是不断的成长。
So a childlike faith is a faith that keeps growing.
所谓的像孩子一般的信心，就是这个信心是不断的会成长的。
Secondly, a childlike faith is a faith that is God reliant.
第二个，孩子般的信心就是能够依靠神的。
See, little children, they depend on their parents. They rely on their parents for everything.
我们看见孩子，他们非常依赖他们的父母，大小事情都会依赖父母。
When they get scared at night, they cry, "Mommy, Mommy, Daddy, Daddy."
当黑暗的夜的时候，他们害怕的时候，他们嘴里都是叫的 "Mommy, Daddy," 不是吗
？But as they grow older, they become self-reliant. They rely on themselves.
但是当孩子们长大的时候，他们依靠的是自己。
There's a term for that in the Bible, and it's called self-righteousness.
圣经里有一个名词叫做自义。
The tendency to take pride in your own abilities, in your own sufficiency, in your own good works.
这个字义让我们倾向于认为任何事情都是我们自己做好的，我们自己有能力，我们自己有好成绩，都是靠我们自己。
In Luke chapter 18, the context of this childlike passage is this passage.
在 Luke 十八章，路加十八章里面，我们看到这一段里面是说什么？
Verse 9.
第九节。
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told them a parable.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的，设了一个比喻。
Listen to this story. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
说有两个人上殿里去祷告。一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
第十三节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
十四节，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And then Jesus talked about.And then the story of the little children.
然后耶稣就讲到这个故事里面所谓的孩子们。
See, do you see what Jesus is doing? He's trying to teach these very prideful people, capable people, that they need to be humble like little children.
耶稣在这里的意思就对这些骄傲的、自义的人说：你们很能干，但是你们必须要谦卑下来，像孩子一样。
They need to rely on God.
他们必须依靠上帝。
And brothers and sisters, that is the central message of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，这个就是所有福音的真理。
Matthew 5:3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音里面五章三节说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
See, the kingdom belongs to those who realize that they are poor, that they cannot rely on themselves, that they are weak.
在这个里面我们看见天国是给这些自认为我自己什么都不足、很谦卑的人，他们会依靠上帝的。
The kingdom belongs to those who realize they need a savior.
天国是给那些他们知道他们自己是需要救主的人。
And that's why Jesus said,Unless you, those who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it.
所以耶稣说，凡是不能够像孩子一般的人是不能进天国的。
Now, this attitude of being God-reliant does not just apply to our salvation, but it applies also to our entire Christian life.
这个进天国的谦卑并不是说只是救赎，而是说在我们全部生命的生活里面。
God wants us to live every day to trust Him.
神要我们在每一天的生活里面，每一个小时、每一个时刻，都是能够倚靠神、仰望神的。
Well, how do we know if we are trusting God in our Christian life?
那我们怎么知道我们基督徒的生活里面是真正的仰望神、倚靠神呢？
There is one sign.And that is whether or not we worry.
有一个现象我们可以分辨出来，就是我们有多少的忧虑。
Little children, they never worry about what they would eat tomorrow, what they would wear tomorrow, how much money they're going to make for the rest of their lives.
孩子们他们从来不会担心明天可以吃到什么，也不会担心他们要赚多少钱，也不会担心他们明天要穿什么。
They wake up every day and they are ready to have a good time.
他们每天早上醒来都是很开心的。
They all day, that's what they do. They have a good time until the time they go to sleep.
他们整天都很开心，玩得很开心，笑得很开心，直到晚上睡觉的时候。
And guess what? When it's time to go to bed, they don't want to go to bed.
你知道吗？当父母叫他们去睡觉的时候，他们都是说我不要睡觉。
They want to play some more.
我还要再玩。
But when they go to bed, they really go to bed. They sleep so well.
当他们真的睡觉的时候，他们就睡得很沉。
But you know what? For some of us adults, all day, all we want to do is to go to bed.
我们很多成年人整天就是想着我晚上要睡觉。我晚上也要睡着。
We just want to sleep. We cannot wait for the day to be over with.
我们等不及的要等天黑，因为我们要睡觉。
But when we sleep, guess what? We don't really sleep, do we?
当我们晚上真的躺在床上睡觉的时候，睡着了吗？
Isn't that ironic?
是不是很讽刺？
According to research, an average 4-year-old lasts over 40 times a day.
我们有一个研究报告是说四岁的小孩他每天可以笑四十次大笑哦。
But the average 40-year-old laughs only 4 times a day.
然而四十岁的成人他们一天最多笑四次。
Because as we grow older, we figure, hey, we got to carry the world upon our shoulders.
当我们长大的时候，我们总的是想要忧国忧民，把全世界扛在自己的肩上。
And instead of enjoying life, we endure life.
我们不是享受生活，我们是忍受生活。
But God's telling us, little children, you are my children, let me take care of you.
神一直跟我们说，你是我的孩子，让我来照顾你们。
I'm going to have us look at another passage that talks about pride and humility.
我们现在再来看一些经文是关于骄傲跟谦卑。
1 Peter 5:7, All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Verse 7, Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
你们众人要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要服在大能的手，到那个时候必叫你们升高，所以你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Do you see God is talking to those who are prideful, those who tend to rely on themselves? God says, cast your cares, your worries on me. Let me take care of you.
神一直告诉我们说，把你的重担卸给我，我会承担你们的重担。
Little kids, they have this thing called separation anxiety.
孩子们通常会有一个分离焦虑症。
When they are separated from you, when you as parents, you want to drop them off at kindergarten or Sunday school, they cry so much because they have separation anxiety.
记不记得当你第一次把孩子带到幼稚园或者是托儿所的时候，他们又哭又闹，不愿意跟你分开。
But as they grow older, guess what happens? They want to get as far away from you as possible.
但是你们知道，当他们长大之后，他们要觉得离家越远越好。
Isn't that true? They want to go to California for college. They want to go East Coast for college.
他们是不是要远离你？他们愿意去加州或者去东岸，都不愿意待在西雅图。
As far as possible.
离你们越远越好。
You know, sometimes as God's children, we go through days, even weeks or months without really coming to God, reading His Word and praying.
你知道我们基督徒日日夜夜、年年日日的都祷告、读经，愿意接近神。
In a way, when we don't do those things for a long time,Isn't that what we're trying to communicate to God?
如果当我们不这么做的时候，时间一长了，我们怎么样跟神交通？
Are we saying to God, God, I can do this. I can take care of myself. I don't need you.
我们是不是常常会跟神说，我自己可以搞定的啦，我们不需要你了。
How our Heavenly Father longs for us to be.Like little children, that we may truly rely on Him.
我们的父神多么渴望，多么希望我们是像孩子一样的，全心全意、全然的仰望神呢？
Lastly, a childlike faith is a faith that is pure-hearted.
像孩童一般的信心，最后一项就是清洁的心。
Now, I'm not talking about being perfect, but I'm talking about having a heart that is innocent.That is simple, that has no ulterior motives.
所谓孩子清洁的心，不是叫你成为一个完美的人，而是说你是能够学习，你是能够简单，你是不复杂的。
Yes, but as we grow older, what happens is we become more and more sophisticated.
当我们越长越大的时候，我们的心是不是变得越来越复杂？
We can say one thing, but we can mean another.
我们可以口里说一套，心里想的是另外一套。
We can be nice to people and act like they're friends, but we can stab them on their back.
我们可以把一个人当作好朋友，在人前的时候，但是背后我们会捅他一刀吗？
People, they can wear masks, and we never really know what behind that mask is like.
很多人会戴着面具生活，我们真不知道他的面具后面是什么样的一个脸。
But children, they do not wear masks.
孩子们不戴面具。
They don't hide anything.
他们不隐藏任何的感情。
You know it when they're happy, you know it. When they're sad, you know it.
他们高兴，你知道他是高兴的；他不高兴，你也知道他是不开心的。
But adults, it's a different story.
大人呢，就是另当别论了。
Look at this story, Mark chapter 9. It's another passage where the Bible talks about children.
在 马可第五章是另外一个故事，关于孩子的故事。
Look at verse 33. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, Jesus asked them, What were you arguing about on the road?But they kept quiet because on the way there, they had argued about who would be the greatest. And then verse 36, Jesus took a little child and had him, little child, stand among them.
在马可福音第九章三十三节到三十七节，他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声。因为他们在路上彼此争论谁伟大。
See, it tells us here that all the way along the way, the disciples they have been arguing amongst themselves who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God.
他们在路上争论谁会在这个神的国里面是最大的呀。
And they were already planning that one day when Jesus becomes king, that they.Would have who among them would have more power?
他们早就在计谋着，如果一天耶稣做王的时候， 那我们中间谁会是他的王国里面权位最大的人呢？
And so on the way they were arguing, and in their minds they were thinking, they were plotting, they were calculating.
所以他们在路上就已经开始竞争，他们就开始想计谋了，开始计划了。
And so when Jesus asked them, "So tell me, what are you guys talking about on the road?"
所以耶稣就在屋里问他们说，你们在路上议论的是什么？
And notice it says here that they kept quiet.
门徒不作声。
That's their way of saying, "Oh, nothing."
他们说没有，没有什么。
See, so disguised, so distant, so guarded.
他们如此的伪装，如此的保持了距离，没有坦诚。
And Jesus said, "You have to be." Like little children.
所以耶稣说，你们必须像孩子一样。
You need to have pure hearts.
你们必须有一个干净的心。
And that's why Jesus he called the Pharisees hypocrites.
所以耶稣说这些法利赛人是假冒伪善的人。
See the word hypocrite comes from the Greek word acting, actors.
所以假冒伪善的人是在这个希腊文里面就是一个演员。
A hypocrite is someone who says one thing but does another.
假冒伪善的人是说一套做一套。
Someone who acts one way on Sunday at church and acts totally the other way throughout the rest of the week.
有些人呢，就是在主日的时候，在人多的时候是表现出来是一回事，回家以后表现又是另外一回事。
Look at what Jesus said about them. Matthew 23:27. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean.
我们看一下马太福音23:27。你们这些假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
See how God longs for us to be pure like little children.
看神多么希望我们能够纯洁的心像孩子一样。
When we have pure hearts, what happens is we reject what is evil. We reject darkness.
当我们有一个清洁的心的时候，我们就会拒绝所有的黑暗和罪恶。
Little children, they are afraid of the dark.
孩子们是不是很怕黑啊？
You will never find a little toddler that says to you when you tuck them in bed.
我们看见我们从来不会发现那个小 baby 的时候，跟你当你把他们放在床上的时候
，They will never say, "Daddy, Mommy, please turn off the light when you leave, because I like it really dark in here."
他们从来不会说 "Daddy, Mommy, 请你把灯关掉，因为我喜欢黑。
No, but it's always the opposite. Mommy, Daddy, don't forget to leave the light on, please. Don't turn off the light.
相反的呢，他们一定跟你要求说。不要把灯关掉，不要把灯关掉，我怕黑。
God tells his little children to live as children of the light, to live in the light.
神总是告诉孩子们说，孩子们就是我们的光，所以我们会拒绝黑暗，我们要拒绝所有的罪恶，因为孩子们就是我们的光。
Matthew chapter 5, look at this verse. Blessed are the pure in heart.For they shall see God.
在马太福音五章，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
May God help us that may we all have pure hearts, a heart that is not complicated, but a simple and innocent heart, so that we can see God.
求神让我们有一颗清洁的心，这个心是单纯的，不复杂的，也不是很邪恶的。只是简单 天真，但是这样子我们是不是就可以看见他了呢？
Let me close today's message with the story of Hudson Taylor.
我今天要用一个故事来结束今天的讲道，这个是戴德生的故事。
One of the greatest pioneering missionaries to China who literally gave his life, entire life to the Chinese people.
戴德生他是我们在中国的一个先锋宣教士，他真的把他的一生都奉献给了中国的人民。
And look at the humble words that he spoke. He said, I often think that God must have been looking for someone small enough and weak enough for him to use. And that's why he found me.
我们听一听他多么谦卑的话语。他说，我常想，上帝一定是在寻找一个够渺小，够软弱，能够让他使用的人，而他最终找到了我。
He also said, All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them.
他也说的这一句，所有神的英雄都是曾经很软弱的人，他们之所以能够成就大事，是因为他们确信神与他们同在。
Sure enough, as he neared his final breath, he uttered these words, I am so weak, and I can hardly write. I cannot read my Bible. I cannot even pray. I can only lie still in God's arms like a little child and trust him.
我们更可以确信地看到，当他临终最后一口气的时候，他只有说了，我是如此的软弱，我是都不能写字，我也不能祷告，我也不能读经了，我只能够像一个孩子一般全然的信任，而且安静地躺在上帝的怀抱中。
Do you see how Hudson Taylor is a man of a childlike faith?
你看见戴德生是一个像孩子般信心的伟人吗？
And because of how God used someone like him.
因为神用他像他这样子的一个人。
Only heaven could tell how many souls have been converted, how many lives have been transformed through Hudson Taylor's childlike faith in God.
因为只有在天堂的人知道，当年戴德生拯救了多少人的灵魂，他拯救了多少人的性命，把他们带进了天国。
May God help all of us that we would be as humble as well.
愿神保守我们能够像戴德生一样的谦卑。
That we would also rely on God like children.
我们同时也希望能够像孩子一样，像神的孩子一样。
So that His power can flow in and through us.
所以神的全能才能够经由我们流向别人。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你今天向我们所说的话语。
Lord, you know us so well. You know that many times we rely on ourselves.
神，只有你知道我们多少的时候，我们都是依靠我们自己的能力。
Lord Jesus, thank you for reminding us again that.How we need to rely on you like a little child.
耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们再次提醒我们，让我们知道如何仰望你，全然交托于你。
Yes, Lord, we help us to do that. Help us to stop relying on our own wisdom and our own strength, thinking that we can do it all.
神啊，求你阻止我们，不用再依靠我们自己的智慧，我们自己的能力。
May we come to you like little children.
我们能够在你的面前全然的像一个孩子。
Lord, so that your strength and your power and your wisdom can flow in and through us.
如此一来，神，你自己的能力、你的智慧、你的大能就可以贯穿我们。
And that's our prayer, is that we would indeed be a true light, that it's your light.That will go in and through us for all to see.
神啊，我们这样子才能够成为你在地上的真光，真正的一个能力。
Yes, Lord, may you truly be glorified through our brothers and sisters in this church.
神啊，求你保守我们这个教会的弟兄姐妹都能够以你的光来荣耀神你自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.